But you know what? It's always sunny at the Point when Katie is with us from over at Oak Leaf Village in Lexington. It's time for our positive points on aging. And Katie, sorry that I'm not there with you today, but I'll be back with you guys in studio next week. Meanwhile, I welcome you back to the Point, and I welcome you in for the positive points on aging.
Good morning. Thank you, sir.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Doing well. Everything is under control. Glad to have you on board and looking forward to our program together this morning from now until about 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And should be a lot of fun. So let's dive back into some things here.
Yes.
And, you know, we were talking about all the things that make fall so special.
Yes.
As we were going through this morning. And one of the things, of course, just the changing of the leaves.
Oh, yes.
And the weather being different. And, of course, the fair is here right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
football season ongoing.
Yes.
These are all really cool parts of the fall. And it's time for our seniors to make sure, because it's so beautiful out this time of year, you got to make the most of your fall.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think this week we were trying to do something a little different. Felt like we were just, you know, these are things you should do. Well, these are things you should do, but let's make it fun. So we wanted to do something a little different today.
Tell me a little bit more about what you think about when you think about the seniors in the fall.
Well, seniors in the fall, I think one of the things, especially at Oakleaf, when I see my residents, the thing that they get excited about is decorating. They love the fall decorations. So arts and crafts. I don't know. Some people are very artsy. I am crafty, not artsy. My husband can draw anything. I cannot. Stick figures don't look like stick figures when I get done. But I do like doing crafts and things like that. So it would be great if you could get together with your senior residents and family members and just maybe sit down and do some crafting together. And if you can't craft, go take them to the store and let them pick out some new things. I mean, there's pumpkins galore everywhere. I don't know if you've noticed, they're in the grocery store, they're at Walmart, they're at the farmer's market.
Yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere. And just
yes.
Decorating with a pumpkin it's fun. They love it. We had pumpkins get delivered to our office yesterday because we're going to have a pumpkin decorating competition with the staff. And all the residents were excited just to see just plain pumpkins rolling through the front door. So that's always fun.
Yeah, no question about it. I love that. And this time of year, you do have a lot of things that are natural
mm-hmm.
that you can use, from the falling leaves.
Yep.
Become a natural thing that can be worked into all the crafts.
Oh, yeah.
You mentioned the pumpkins and all that. The seasonal, I can't think of a time for crafts and for art that's more seasonal, more appropriate than the fall.
Fall, definitely. And Christmas, but that's, you know, that's me. I like snowmen and Christmas, so that's a little different.
I get that. But to me, though, what I'm saying is that, for example, like natural resources,
yeah.
The leaves and all that, to me, fall, I mean, they are falling from the trees. They're changing colors. So you can go out, literally go outside of Oakleaf Village
mm-hmm.
With the residents.
Yep.
And in 5 minutes, you can find multiple colors of leaves. You can find, you know, a bunch of different things on the ground. Between that and the pine straw, you know, there's just plenty of stuff that you can use in your crafts, in your decorations, getting ready for everything from Halloween to Thanksgiving, and then, of course, as you mentioned, into Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
So I do think that that's one of the things when it comes to the fall season that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, so that's the next thing was go take a hike. You know, with the weather temperatures being as nice as they are, I mean, maybe not first thing in the morning because I'm not a morning cold person, but you know, the 72 degrees that we're going to have this afternoon is going to be beautiful. So just take them out. Let's go to, you know, the Congaree National Park is available. You have the Riverwalk.
Sure.
Go visit a state park. Those are just some of the things. That way you can see the changing of the colors of the trees, which is beautiful. And that's,
oh yeah,
that's also
one of my favorite things.
It is. And it's reminiscing for them. And it's stuff that they remember taking probably you to when you were young. Let's go to the mountains. Let's go look at the different color trees. Let's go do that. So things like that is reminiscing for them, and it's also fun. It gets them out, and it takes away the monotony of your day, because I'm sure a lot of these folks are taking care of their loved ones, and it's the same thing every morning. You get them up, you get them bathed, you get them dressed, you get them ready for breakfast, and then you do the whole routine. So getting them out of the routine, taking them on a hike, Right now, there's a bunch of fall festivals going, or some of those state parks are having little, you know, pumpkin paintings. They might not go paint a pumpkin, but watching the little children do something like
sure.
that will entertain them for hours.
Yeah, no, that's true.
For myself.
That's true. There's few things that bring out the youth in our seniors
yes.
more than children and pets.
Absolutely.
And you and I have talked about pets just in the last few weeks, that they could be such a difference maker when it comes to making an older person feel young again. But nothing is more than seeing children being children. I just, seniors love that, and mm-hmm. with good reason, because you love seeing the innocence of the children. You love seeing just the joy that they get. And plus, kids are often very friendly to seniors.
They're so cute.
And,
yeah, usually they love
exactly.
all.
Yeah, exactly. So that's nice.
I
like
agree.
That. You know, you mentioned, Katie, the weather also.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just from a sheer health standpoint, it's so healthy to get our seniors out in the fall. And the reason for that is, you know, a lot of seniors have a hard time with 95 degrees, with 90 degrees. I remember back with my mom. You know, she had multiple sclerosis, so she couldn't really deal with the heat
right.
all that much. But you take her out in 72, 75 degrees, and it's absolutely perfect for her to be able to enjoy the outside at a time of the year where she couldn't do it maybe a month ago or 2 months ago when it was the height of summer. But
right.
now in the fall, another reason why it's great for seniors. They don't get overheated, and they don't get too cold.
Yeah.
It's a perfect time to get the seniors outside.
Yeah, I agree. And then another thing with the children, we were talking about that, the Boo at the Zoo. That's something where there's always a bunch of little children running around, and that's a cool place to take some of the senior folks. There's even a safari park in Sally, South Carolina, called Endura Safari Park, and they have a fall festival, so every weekend they're doing something fall with activities, and that's got some cool animals there too, so that would be something neat to do. Just to
again, that goes back to what I had said moments ago about, again, kids and pets.
Mm-hmm.
Elderly folk might be cynical about a lot of things that they've seen over the years,
right.
but they don't have any lack of trust when it comes to children,
exactly.
and they don't have a lack of trust when it comes to pets
right.
or animals and things like that. And I just, there's something that, maybe it's just a reminiscing thing, maybe it's just a taking us back to our youth,
but
when you see seniors get around animals, they light up.
Oh,
I mean, they just absolutely light up to animals, and it's true joy
yeah.
to see a senior just let his or her guard down and start showing affection to an animal. It's really a pleasant experience. Really nice.
Agreed. Number three on the list was making autumn snacks. Were y'all talking about food? Y'all was just talking about
yeah.
food.
Yeah, so all we talk about. That's all we all know. That's our whole lives.
Well, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin pies, apple cider, hot chocolate, pumpkin seeds. Those are just some of the things. You know, you could definitely go find a, you know, little small mom and pop coffee shop, and they will have all kind of fall treats, not just coffee flavored
mm-hmm.
that are different, but they also
right.
have, you know, pumpkin muffins and danishes that are covered and drizzled with caramel and things like that. So those are
now
some,
you're talking.
Yeah, doesn't that sound good?
It doesn't sound bad, I can tell you that.
Yeah, so stuff like that, make some. You know, my mom is great. She's the best baker you'll probably meet. So she and I always have worked together trying to make some fun things, and she's always the one showing me how to do it because I don't do it like she does. But pumpkin cookies, we always took pumpkin cookies to go to the mountains and go to the apple orchard, and that's what we would sit there and just eat on the way up there, on the way back. And, you know, that's something that we did together. And last year she taught me how to make a pumpkin roll, which is not easy to do, by the way. But it's something that she can teach me, and it's something that she can do very well. She's ready to pass the baton so I can, you know, continue doing something like that. So making those fall treats sometimes can be just really fun.
Love it. All right, we head to the Fox Business Report. We'll get that for you for a couple moments. Then we'll come back. We've got more time with Katie. It's our positive points on aging. I hope you'll stick around as we continue a Tuesday at
Mornings with Kev. To the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
We're about 11 minutes now before 9 o'clock, 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. It's great to have you on board. Don't forget, Clear to Close coming up your way. Clear to Close. For those English-speaking listeners, that is Clear to Close coming your way at 9:05 with Erica and Mary Gervais. And we'll look forward to listening to that. I am excited, though, to return with our dear friend Katie Greiner, who is with us from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington. It's our Positive Points on Aging. We do this every morning from about 8:30, every Tuesday morning from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. And we really enjoy having Miss Katie and Miss Karen coming on in, spending time with us. We talk about things that are topical mm-hmm. at the time of, and nothing more topical than right now, talking about making the most of the fall season.
Yes.
And Katie and I were running through a kind of a list of different things mm-hmm. to talk about as it pertains to the fall.
Oh, yeah. Making Halloween goodie bags. It's about that time. I already start making some bags.
You know, I just got to tell you, I don't want to put pressure on you or anything like that. But
I feel
not that anybody can replace Marsha, but when you came in and started doing the show and Marsha retired,
yeah.
I got to tell you that Brian, you'll remember this, not a year passed where we didn't get a goodie bag of candy from Marsha and Karen for Halloween. We always did. So no pressure on you, Katie, at all.
Pressure.
But just kind of reminding you that 2 weeks from today is Halloween.
Right. I mean, 2 weeks exactly to the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is your favorite Halloween candy?
The old Mary Jane's, the orange and the black papered wrap.
Oh, my God.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Brian. Brian.
Are we besties?
No, Brian makes fun of people. Makes fun of you.
I think we found the name of those candies. They're not Mary Janes.
Well, that's what they used to be when that was little.
Were they? Because they still sell Mary Janes, but they're not those.
They're not those. But you remember what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Brian, you've been making fun of Katie all this time.
Yeah, we have. And I apologize.
I'm
sorry you eat bottom of the bag candy.
That is bottom of the bag.
It is. It's the last one.
I absolutely take every piece of it. But I won't care.
So we found the person that's keeping them in our business.
Yes.
Because the Mary Janes, that's the yellow and red ones. Like the taffy kind of candy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Mary Janes are.
What that are like the peanut butter leaf flavor.
Yeah, like molasses and peanut butter taffy.
Absolutely. Bring them to me.
Yeah, but that's not is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about like the orange and the black wrappers
that have no
name on them?
You're saying the orange and the black together on the same wrapper.
No, not together. It's like black wrapper.
I got you.
Or an orange wrapper.
Huh.
So you do like those too?
That's what my true favorite mm-hmm. is, those.
Yeah.
Hmm. I thought they were called Mary Janes.
No, the Mary Janes are the ones I was just talking about with the toffee, the molasses, the peanut butter.
Mm.
But
I would eat those.
The ones we're talking about that we make fun of, those are the black and orange candies that have no labels on them.
They're called Old Melster candies.
I've never heard of it called
peanut
that.
Butter kisses, taffy candy. Yeah, black and red.
What I eat, but
I've never heard them called anything.
They were called Mary Janes.
Yeah. Peanut butter kisses.
He says
peanut
he doesn't remember what they call because called. He hated them.
Well, anyway, I don't want to get off of the topic too much, but
that's not your topic.
I've never, ever, ever met anyone that, when given their first choice,
that's my first choice, and then my mom uses it to decorate with too. So she'll put an orange dish and a black dish.
Wow.
So of course, guess who comes in and snatches them all? So she don't have them to last through Halloween.
I'm gonna let y'all get back to y'all topic.
Oh, man.
Top 9 most hated candies. Number 1 is Candy Corn, and number 2 is Old Mary Janes. I'm putting my mic up.
Wow.
Brian's been making fun of you for a while, Miss Katie.
Love
I'm sorry.
Those.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, back to the Halloween decorations and things like that, and just
bags.
Getting ready for the trick or treat bags and things like that.
Yeah,
that's a nice little thing you can do is kind of stuff bags and things like that. That's not a bad idea.
It's a good idea. And, you know, you can be creative. You can buy some gloves, stick the candy down in the gloves, and put a little spider ring on it. Marsha sent me that the other day, and I told her, I said, I hadn't done that in years, but that is something that I used to do. That would be a quick little handout, no pun intended. Okay, nobody laughed. Okay, sorry. Okay, Lisa's giggling a little bit. So, next thing on the list. How about let me just jump to the next one?
Yeah, move along.
Okay, sorry. The autumn gardening. How about that? Do y'all do anything with that?
Tell me more about what you mean.
I mean, buying mums and pansies and planting them in the either pots or planting them in the ground And that's a great, easy, fun little thing is buying some mums, putting them in a pot. I remember a few years ago, I bought some pumpkins and we carved, you know, dug them out, carved them out. And then we stuck the mums down in it for extra decorations. And that was something fun that I could do with my children. So, of course, that means that's something fun that my mom and I love to do, because then we turn around and put bows and ribbons and stuff like that on there. So that was something fun to do. Y'all don't plant plants. I can.
No, I can't. I don't have a green thumb. I really don't.
I can see.
It's not that let me say it this way. Let me think. I'm counting. There are four plants in my house that I have been taking care of and are still doing great. They're thriving in the house. Two of them were plants given to me back in December when I lost Mom.
Right.
And they're still doing really, really well. One is a plant that Jacob brought home from school that at the end of the school year, a year and a half ago already, that I've been taking care of. And that one's thriving also. And then the last one's a little plant that was a gift to my wife. And so I've taken all four of those plants and said, no one else is allowed to water these. Leave them alone. They're mine. And you know, my kids make fun of me because I'll walk up and I'll talk to the plants.
Yep.
I'll ask them, how's your day going? And hey, you thirsty? I got a nice big drink of water for you. And all kinds of fun things I'll talk to them about. Everybody in the family thinks, you know, he's talking to plants again. He's lost it. But I think you talk to plants. I believe in that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I do.
Do you? Do you think so? You don't think I'm crazy?
Oh, no. I have lots of plants in my house, and I talk to every single one of them. My children think I'm crazy, definitely.
But are they not living, you know?
They're living, breathing things.
Yeah. I mean, they need water or whatever to sustain. I mean, so do we.
I agree. You should see Brian's face.
I'm sure he's mocking me like crazy, but no, he doesn't hide it when I'm sitting right in front of him either, Katie. It's not, you know, Brian and I have been brothers for 18 years. It's not like, you know, he's not allowed to pick at me. Of course we pick at each other. But yeah, he'll mock me. Brian has fake plants in his house.
Oh.
Yeah, Brian has like a fake plant. He doesn't even have a real plant.
That's kind of sad.
Well, Brian, you know, he's too busy to take care of plants.
Maybe we should just get him a mum.
A mum?
Yeah, we'll get him a mum.
Is that a British plant?
I don't know if it's British.
Because we call them mums here, not mums.
What?
They call them mums in England, don't they there, Bri? How's your mum doing today?
How's your mum doing?
Don't follow him up.
Hey.
Follow him up. Just let him get his joke out.
Yeah. How's your mom doing today?
I mean, I've made a joke and nobody laughed, so I mean, yeah. I guess we should just move on.
I'm sorry. We've slipped.
Okay. So visiting a pumpkin patch. How about that one?
I love that idea.
I think
that never gets old.
That never gets old. And
there's
lots of places around. I mean, it took me 2 seconds to Google and find like four places yesterday just real quickly looking, but over in Lexington, there's a place called Second Wave Coffee Shop, and they are having a pumpkin patch this year. Northeast United Methodist Church off of Hardscrabble Road area, they always have one, and it's big. It's been there for, I believe it was 23 years, if I'm not mistaken. Trenum Road United Methodist Church, they also do one. You can visit the South Carolina's Farmers Market. Do you know how many they have out there? Wow. It's a lot. Clinton Cease Farms in Lexington. That's another place that you can
They go. Have a phenomenal, I mean, that's not just a pumpkin patch.
That's everything.
You go to some of these places like the Cease Farms, and they've got all kinds of the hay rides and all that different stuff that go with it. It's great.
Corn mazes, things
mazes,
like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Places to take pictures. And how fun would that be to take a silly picture with, you know, grandmother against a corn patch and stuff? I think stuff like that's fun.
I agree. Yeah. I love it. I think it's great. I love the ideas of getting our seniors out of their
routine
day by day and giving them something new, something to look forward to. Agreed. That's a very, very important thing to do, okay. Ms. Katie. Hey, if people want more information from you, how do they find you at Oakleaf?
They could call us at 803-808-3477, or they can look at us online at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
Wonderful. Great job as always, Katie. Thank you for that very, very much. We appreciate you. Be safe.
You
don't forget Erica and Mary Gervais coming up next, and I'll see everybody at 4 o'clock. For Katie and Brian, I'm Kev. Have a great day. With Kev.